This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. Several years ago, the Hamilton County Commission established the Tax Levy Review Committee. It's a group of citizen volunteers who analyze all proposed tax levies in the county and then makes recommendations to commissioners about what should be on the ballot. We'll talk about how the committee does its work and what issues voters will likely consider this year and next. We'd like to hear from you, too. You can call us at 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Again, the number 513-419-7100. Later in the hour, we'll be talking with political junkie Ken Rudin about next year's U.S. Senate race in Kentucky and other regional and national campaign issues. But first, joining us to talk about the Hamilton County Tax Levy Review Committee is the chairman of the group, Tom Cooney. Tom, thanks for being here this afternoon.
Sure. Glad to be here.
So start off, what does your committee do for county residents? And more specifically, what does it do for county taxpayers?
Well, what we hope to do is help them ensure that the levies that they vote for are put to good use, that there's efficient use of those taxpayer dollars. And so what we do, there's eight levies that we look at over a five-year levy cycle. And we engage a consultant. We look at the operational efficiency of the organization, or in many cases, organizations that spend the levy funds. We make recommendations about how they may become more efficient if we think that's appropriate. We make recommendations to the commissioners about what should be in the contract, because the county actually has a contract with all these agencies that get the levy proceeds.
And this year we know that the Cincinnati Zoo came to your group for a renewal request for a tax levy. So walk me through the process. How does that start? I mean, the zoo comes to you and says, okay, it's time to renew our levy. So what do you, then what?
Yeah, in essence, the zoo first formally requests from the commissioners that they have a levy that be put on the ballot. The organization usually says what they want in terms of money or millage. And then we meet with them. Our committee meets with them. At the same time, we engage a consultant to help us in our analysis because, you know, we are a volunteer committee and it takes a lot of time to go through the financials. We try to understand, you know, where they are operationally. You know, do they use the money wisely? You know, however they're supposed to use the levy proceeds, does it get used that way? And then we make recommendations. We also hear not just from the zoo, but we also have public meetings where we hear from the public if there's interested parties either for or against the levy.
That consultant that you hire, is that a person who does a full audit of the agency or the organization? I mean, is it how deep do you go?
Yeah, it's not technically an audit. They usually have audits of their financial statements, but this is more of an operational review. So we do things like compare them. For instance, with the zoo, we would compare the zoo to other zoos. We look at how much they charge for admission compared to other zoos, what their payroll costs are compared to other zoos, things like that to get some idea of their operational efficiency and whether it's a good value to the taxpayers.
Are these conversations, like with the zoo, for example, pretty cordial? Because I could see where you could be on different paths. You're trying to get the most bang for the taxpayer's buck, but the zoo also has its concerns about meeting its budget. So is there natural tension there?
Well, I think because of that, there probably is a natural tension, but they are very cooperative, the zoo in particular. And they've been through this process now a couple times, so they know what to expect. And I think they appreciate the fact that even though it's like going to a doctor, you may not appreciate the process, but you're glad you went through it, especially if the results are good.
And how long does this take?
I believe we started in February and concluded in June. So, and that's a typical process. We're actually starting right now to look at some of the levies that'll be on the ballot next year. We're starting a little bit earlier because healthcare is an important issue and we've really got to get our arms around that.
We'll talk about next year in a moment. And you've made your recommendation, I think, on the zoo levy, but have the commissioners actually voted to put that on the ballot yet?
Yes, I think they have.
Talking then about next year, this year, and actually there could be another levy on this year's ballot, which is for the library, but actually the Tax Levy Review Committee doesn't have any jurisdiction over the library levy.
Well, that's correct. Libraries under a state law are allowed to go directly to the taxpayers for their levies, so they're outside of our normal review process. They still have to be voted on by the commissioners, but the commissioners don't have a choice but to put it on the levy.
And I
put it on the ballot, I mean.
And I think, didn't the library even voluntarily, though, kind of go through the process?
They did not this year. 5 years ago, when they did their first levy, they went through the process to a limited extent, but we didn't have a budget for a consultant, so they basically just told us what they were doing.
So let's talk about 2014, and that's going to bring some changes.
Well, it's going to be interesting because healthcare is a big component of most of these levy issues in some form, whether it's health and hospitalization, mental health, developmental disabilities. There's some aspect of healthcare, and of course, there'll be some impact of that from the Affordable Care Act. We don't know what that impact is, and also the expansion of all the insurance policies under that Act, where they cover a lot more services like substance abuse and mental illness. So if there's more insured and they have broader coverage, then presumably there'll be less need for some of these services. But that's sort of easy to make that general statement, but we're trying to quantify what that really means in Hamilton County.
And I think, didn't the commissioners pass a resolution recently asking you to dig a little bit deeper into what Obamacare will mean for those levies next year?
Yes, and really not just those next year, but all of the levies to the extent that they pay for health care costs.
And where are you in that process?
We are trying to put together a request for proposal that we're going to send to consultants.
How many members – I probably should have asked this earlier, but the makeup of the committee, how many members do you have and how long they're appointed by the commissioners and how long do they serve?
There's not a fixed term. There's 11 members currently. And again, I don't think that's fixed. It's varied a little bit over time. I've been on the committee for 8 years. And people volunteer for this, so they get on and off, you know, at different times depending on what else is going on in their life usually. And if there's a change in the commission, then they may want to remove someone or replace someone.
And how did you get lucky enough to be chairman?
I'm not sure. Maybe I was just there long enough that I got elected. I was on the committee for, I guess, 6 years before I was appointed chairman.
But the committee actually appoints the chairperson?
No, the commission does.
There is obviously on some of these things there's disagreement on your committee, I would think, about tax levy. What happens in those cases? Do you go by majority vote?
Well, we do go by majority vote. We do our best to try to reach an agreement on our report and the major points. And generally, we have done that in recent years. There have been some times in the past where we have both a majority report and a minority report so that the minority can bring out its points.
It seems like in the last couple of levy cycles, or at least if I'm remembering right, the groups have come with one amount and you come back with another amount, which generally I think in the last 2, 3, 4 years has been a little bit less than what they were asking for.
That's been often the case in the last few years. And as you know, property values have gone down, so the same millage doesn't produce the same revenues that it used to. The zoo, for instance, asked for the same millage amount, and they ended up getting the same millage amount. That was our recommendation, and that's what the commissioners approved. But that's less than they would have gotten 5 years ago for that same millage.
We're talking with the chairman of the Hamilton County Tax Levy Review Committee, Tom Cooney. If you have a question, 513-419-7100. There has been some talk in the past, I think even among some commissioners, of putting all the levies on the ballot at one time and essentially letting voters choose, this one versus this one. Where does that stand? Is that still something that could happen?
I suppose it could happen. I'm not sure logistically how you could get to that point. The recent change in the state law where the state no longer pays 12.5% of the levies if it's a new levy, I'm not sure how that would affect that. So we've certainly not been asked to look at that as a tax levy review committee level.
And the change you're talking about in state law, that was with the new budget that the state had actually been paying a portion of the property tax levies, and they're now no longer going to do that on new levies?
That's correct. They actually pay a 12.5% amount of the levy. So for the levy to raise the same amount of funds if it's a new levy, then the taxpayers would end up paying 12.5% more.
But the state will continue to do that on renewals and replacements.
That's correct.
Are your meetings open to the public, and how often do they happen?
Well, they're posted on the county website, and there's actually a page for the Tax Levy Review Committee, and yes, they are open to the public. And we have a specific schedule, you know, each time we start looking at a levy. I think we had 11 full committee meetings when we were looking at the zoo levy this past cycle.
Do you know when the formal process starts with the levies that are coming up next year? Has that schedule been set?
We've not set a schedule yet. There's actually the possibility that the Museum Center is going to go on a May ballot. So if that's the case, then we will start that pretty soon.
And if somebody were interested and want to be on this committee, what do they need to do?
You have to go to the if you just Google Tax Levy Review Committee, you'll find the webpage, and there's an application there for that and really all the volunteer committees at Hamilton County.
And
you just apply.
The time that you've been on there, and I should say that the links to your site are actually on our website at wvxu.org. As we begin to wrap up here, you said, I think you've been there 8 years. What do you take away from what you've done on this committee thus far?
Well, I think there's a lot of dedicated people out there, both at the county government level. I've been impressed with the competence that they have, especially on the accounting and budget side, and also these social service agencies. I mean, they do a lot of great work, and they do it a lot more efficiently than I think people from the outside might think.
Tom Cooney, we appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking about the Hamilton County Tax Levy Review Committee with its chairman, Tom Cooney. Coming up next, political junkie Ken Rudin will join us by phone to talk about next year's U.S. Senate race in Kentucky and other potential political races. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.